So, I would like to thank all the devotees that have come to the Sunday Feast program. And I want to mention a few things that people might need in their life. That actually, Krishna is never interested in what you put in front of him. He always wants what's behind your back. And whatever you give Krishna, he says, thank you very much, can you give a little more? And Krishna, or any deity you worship, really, they're always trying to push you to excel and become better than you were before. They ask you to chant more. They ask you to read more. They ask you to hear more. They invite you to attain their pastimes in the spiritual world, even though we have no experience of that. We have only this material bodily conception of life, and we only know this material world. So the spiritual world is available by hearing their pastimes. That's the point. So, literally, that's our business. Our business is to chant more and hear their glories. And when we hear their glories, then we go to the Dhammas without buying a plane ticket. It's cheap and best. That's the idea. So every form of Krishna that you worship are always trying to push their devotees to excel. And they protect their devotees. And although Krishna liberates his devotee and brings him to his lotus feet, the devotees never demand that. Still, it's described, this is why we chant on Tulsi beads and like that. It's described that chanting on Tulsi beads gives liberation. Chanting on Amla beads gives subtle experience. And now, recently, I've got the Sanskrit that Datri or Amla is right next to Tulsi and divinity. And devotees should probably keep both in pots in their house, like that. And worship Krishna with Datri leaves and Tulsi leaves and like that. And Indian gooseberry, it's called. It's really cool. And also, along with Tulsi neck beads, which we keep on our neck, you should, which you can actually give to anybody without any concern that they're meat eaters, they're drunkards, doesn't matter. Tulsi Rani will liberate them anyway. And Datri, Amla, Indian gooseberry, you should have necklaces of that also on your chest, down to the middle. I have the Sanskrit to prove it now. It's like something that was done 450 years ago. So, when I saw that it increases the experience of subtle understanding, then I thought, because it's gone out of vogue in the last 450 years ago, this is probably why devotees are a lot less psychic for it. So, and when I saw the Tulsi Datri Mahatmyam in Padma Purana recently, then I realized that I'm on the right path, trying to encourage the manufacture of it. But it's like something that's 450 years ago. So now you have to reinvent the wheel all over again. So I'm trying to figure out the manufacturing of it in stainless steel, in copper, in silver, like that. And first of all, I got the seeds from Bali, from Indonesia, and I was trying to pierce it with a needle, but the needle was breaking the seeds. And literally, I had 32 malas. I didn't even ask them how many they'd produce when they, just to produce those 32 malas, how many they went through, how many broke when they were trying to do it. So then when I took those to Dubai, and they were putting silver caps on them. And when they did that, it went down to 15. Now I probably got four left, and I have, you know, those are already tied up. So when I was just in Bahrain, the devotees there said, why do you got to pierce it? Why do you got to pierce it anyway? You put it in between two silver caps or stainless steel caps, put a bar on this side and that side to hold it in, and glue it. Then you're not going to have to pierce it and break it. Makes sense. So I'm trying to reinvent the wheel all over again. And you put it on your chest, halfway down, like this, like I've got on, so that you can take it off when showering or not sleeping to avoid it from breaking the malas. And it's actually pretty cool. It actually works pretty good. You actually increase your ability to understand things. It becomes a lot more easier to understand things. And Vyasadeva had a whole lot of things to tell Jaimini, his disciple Jaimini, about Dhatri, about Amla. So when, it's like 20 shlokas there. Jaimini asked in shloka 46, is there any plant like Tulsi? And Vyasadeva says, Dhatri. So when at first, when you first look at it, that, meh, Dhatri's like Tulsi, but Tulsi's better. Then the next shloka he says, whatever spiritual benefits you get from Tulsi, you can also get from Dhatri. Wow. It's simultaneously one and different. Look at that. You know? And then so it basically, and then it talks about the benefits of wearing malas, the benefits of wearing wig, the benefits of offering leaves to Krishna, the benefits, and it even mentions about protecting it. In shloka 21, it mentions about putting a Tulsi fence, of thorns or something like that around Tulsi to protect Tulsi from dogs, from monkeys, from bad human beings. And I remembered in Hawaii in 1970 that some demoniac people were cutting the Tulsi trees. So I emailed my godbrother in Costa Rica and he sent me the story, what happened in those days. Some neighbors were against the devotees. They would... He used rock music and loud during the kirtans. So they cut down four Tulsi trees near the wall. So then Govindadasi wrote Prabhupada a letter. And Prabhupada said, it's very unfortunate they did that. Don't worry about them. They'll get their punishment in due course. Just go on like normal. And forget, these people should be beaten with shoes. But it won't be very good if we do that. He goes like this. If they trespass on our property, you can beat them. So then later on, these guys came in the middle of a kirtan and banged on the door. And the brahmacharis, they were 20 years old. And they jumped him and beat the beans out of him. My God bless it. He's like 68 now, you know. Like that. Then later on, they put their stuff in a van and they went away on a Sunday and we never saw them again. So Babaru told me that story. It was pretty funny. So I put that in there. And then not only that, but shloka number 36 says, don't uproot Tulsis. And don't throw them away. So basically what we should do, many devotees have Tulsi at house, so keep the Tulsi flowers cut. And that will give more strength to the plant. Unless you need seeds. Unless your Tulsi is really healthy. Keep it cut. That's the nice thing to do. And one should protect it. And it mentions that just like you protect Tulsi, it says, anybody that hurts Dhatri hurts Lord Vishnu. It's really interesting. The 20 shlokas that Vyasadeva gives, when I add that to what Hari Bhakti Vilas says in chapter 4 about Dhatri, it makes me understand that, wow, I'm doing the right thing by doing what I'm doing, encouraging what I'm doing. It's the right thing, you know? It's in the Purushottam Adigmas Mahatmyam, which I need to get because Purushottam is coming up. It's starts August 18th through September 16th. and it is 16,000 times better than if you did the vrata in Vrindavan, if you do it in the Dhamma. If you do the vrata there, you'll get 16,000 times the benefit if you did it in Chicago. It's the same vrata like Kartik, but better. What does that mean? That means that those people who are taking off to go to Kartik, they can take off and go to Purushottam and get more. You know, like that. Or if you're in the Dhamma at the time, which I will be, you know, you can do both, you know, like that. So it's pretty cool. If you can't physically go, which some of you won't, then mentally go. Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Manashiksha, Shloka 1, in the verse is mentioned Gostalayashu, the residence of the Dhamma. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in his Bhajan Darpan commentary, there are two types, one who mentally and physically goes. So the idea of it is that by going mentally, you get the qualification by which you can go physically. So that's what this temple is about and devotees and devotional service is about. It gives everybody an opportunity to hear about Krishna and Gauranga and go to Navadvip without buying a plane ticket. And hear about Krishna's pastimes and go to Vrindavan without buying a plane ticket. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is not going to interfere with our minute independence. If we see, it's difficult. As a devotee, we want Krishna, but we have no other experience except this material world. So actually, the deities are pretty disgusted with us when we do that. So they tell us in the heart, when you're finished with the material world, you can come to us. You know, things like that. And I was talking with Giriraj Maharaj at midnight before I came here on the 24th, that he came to see me. It's the only time to see me. You know, it was like that at late at night. And I said, it looks like Krishna wants us to go back to Godhead faster than we want to go. It's amazing. But it's encouraging, because if they want us to do something, it must be possible to do it. That's all. If they want us to chant more and read more, then they're not going to ask for something that is impossible. It must be possible. We have to figure out how to manage everything that we're doing, our domestic duties and our spiritual duties. And everybody, ABC to GBC, everybody can improve. Everybody needs a friend, and everybody can improve. So basically, this is the meaning. We should all try to improve our commitment, our chanting, our reading, our hearing, our association with devotees, the level of our service, everything. And if we do that proportionally, then Krishna becomes satisfied with us more and more and more. So that's what this devotional life is about, and we want to encourage that to devotees. Now, tomorrow is Memorial Day, and I'm going to go, I didn't know, and because I'm not from, my passport is from here, but my mind is not. I'm based in Vrindavan 4 months of the year, and I'm an Ayaram Gayaram. Rama's coming, Rama's going, and like that. So I didn't check the calendar. I don't know anything. I look at the lunar calendar. We don't follow the solar calendar so much. So I had no idea that tomorrow was Memorial Day. And I'm going to spend it in Alachua when I get there. So I came. And it's interesting that Krishna always is encouraging. Narottam Das Thakur says in Prema Bhakti Chandrika that Ashray Laye Bhaje, you take shelter of Krishna to worship him. Krishna Tarinya Hai Chaje, Krishna will never give you up. And Ara Sabamarawa Quran, and everybody else in this world dies uselessly. So one of the best and most comforting thing is to know that you have a friend, that somebody loves you. In Pundari Tulsi Stotram, he says that Tulsi Devi gives hope to the hopeless. The idea that somebody is ready to be your friend, that you're ready to be a child, she's ready to be your mother, and if you're ready to be a devotee, Krishna's ready to be your friend. And Prabhupada said, you don't have to go very far. That friend is within you, within your heart, and ready. At any time you call him, he's ready, and he's there. And any time you need something, he's ready to help you. And if you're trying to serve the Supreme Lord, he's a chit chor, he's a heart stealer, and sometimes he steals something. I need this for your servant. And then you think about it, you call out it to him, and then he gives it back. Here's where it is, you know. And he does it all the time. Don't forget, I'm the cause of remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. He does it just to attract you, just to prove everything, you know, like that. And if there's any difficulty you've got in any situation of your life, if you remember them, he promises that in Gita 18:58, that if you remember me in any difficulty, you can cross over all difficulties by my grace. Now, Krishna's not a liar. The gopis would like to say that, but the coward boys will never agree, and they'll never say it. How could their best friend be a liar? It just doesn't work, you know. It just doesn't compute. The coward boys can never surrender to that our best friend is a liar or a cheater, you know. If he cheats, he's cheating for a good reason, you know. There must be some excuse. There must be some reason, you know, like that. Some logical understanding. But he's not a liar. Nah. He's straightforward. I was talking with my sannyas guru. How is Krishna a liar? He said, well, he said he was going to come back to Vrindavan, but he didn't. But in Padma Purana, he said he did. He promised them he'd be coming back. And when he killed Dantavakra and Mathura, he did. He came to Vrindavan, stayed 2 months. It's not in Srimad Bhagavatam, but it's in Padma Purana. Like that. 3 logs of wood. The Jagannath Rath Yatra is about that. When Krishna fainted, and then they were trying to say, who is going, he's by remembering the Vrajavasis, he has fainted. So who is going to go and bring the Vrajavasis here? And like that. Then Uddhava asked Balaram to do it. And Balaram says, they're going to consider me to be a liar. In 10th canto, 65th chapter, I promised to come. When I visited Vrindavan, I promised that Krishna would come. And now if they see me, they'll say, you're a liar. You didn't bring Krishna. So I can't go. Then Uddhava said, I can't go because it's the same reason. I promised Krishna was going to come, but Krishna never came. So then they'll say, you're a liar. So I can't go. Subhadra says, I'll go because I will wipe away the tears in the gopi's eyes and I will sit in Mother Yasoda's lap and pacify her that these men are very cruel and very insensitive, but we ladies, we know what's going on and like that. And so I'll go. And Balaram and Uddhava says, it's a great idea. Yeah. But then Balarama thought, wait a minute. If my younger sister is going to Vrindavan, how can she go without me? I have to protect her. So he went ahead of her chariot to protect her. Then they woke Krishna up, and Krishna jumped in his chariot and went. And that's the story of Rath Yatra, how all 3 chariots went. Balaram went first, followed by Subhadra, and Krishna at the end. Like that. So that's basically it. And the Supreme Personality of Godhead is never gone. Just like, for example, in Puri, they asked the Lord that, please, you give your darshan to everybody, and only 3 hours of the day you're closed. But even those 3 hours, I was in South Russia and I was discussing with one of the regional secretaries there, and I said, externally the curtains may be closed. Is Krishna gone? Is Krishna closed? No. And sometimes he'll even wake up his servant. Wake up, wake up. You have to take a bath and serve me. Who's waking who, you know? I was discussing with my godbrother Rohita in Vancouver that when you serve Tulsi Rani, do you chant her glories? And he goes, I'm not a scholar. I'm a worker. In the winter time, if one of her heaters are not working, she'll come and wake me up in the middle of the night. One of my heaters is not working. Take a bath, fix it. She puts me to work. If I want to chant my rounds, I have to do it circumambulating in the greenhouses. As soon as I go inside, fluff her dirt, collect her manjaris, take care of the bugs, she puts me to work. He was telling me these things. I'm going to see him in January. They're going to have their Mahatulsi Puja festival in one day, in June 16th, and I'm going to be there for that. It's going to be quite interesting. Those tulsis are 2 meters high, and they have 14 of them. And they're 10 to 14 years old. Basically, they're doting on her. And she's staying to accept their love. That's my understanding of it. But it's something, when you see it, it's something that is literally amazing. You know? When I saw it, I thought, now, what are they doing right, and what are we doing wrong? So everybody can improve your love, your affection, your service, your chanting. And basically, she can do, I've got the Sanskrit now to prove it, she can do anything for anybody she wants. All you have to do is beg her. And if she's pleased, she can do it for you. Doesn't matter what it is. Doesn't matter what the problem is or what the situation is. She gives the Purusharthas, the Chatur Purusharthas, the four benefits, economic development, sense gratification, religiosity, liberation. And then when the children are grown up, when stop the world, I want to get off, she gives you that too. She'll help you get the fifth thing, love of Godhead also. Tulsi Rani can give you anything like that. And it's very, very big. And not only that, but she's part of the internal potency of Krishna, and she's extremely compassionate. She could put your foot in the door faster than anybody or anything you've ever seen. You don't give Tulsi plants to everybody, but you can give Tulsi seeds to everybody. And if she sprouts, Prabhupada says, who are we to tell her, no, you can't do it? And then you give lights like Patrika's God's book, his e-book. It's pretty good, like that. So we should try our best to love her and associate with devotees. And if we do that, our life becomes successful beyond our dreams. But they're not going to stop at that until you attain them. So they want you to chant the holy name more, and they want you to chant their glories more and to read about their glories more, which are non-different from them. And that opens your eyes to the spiritual world, which they want you to join. And when they do that, when they want you to join that, then it becomes amazing. So Krishna wants us to join his pastimes faster than we want to go. But it's our duty to embrace this Krishna consciousness movement more than just a hobby or just something you do to kill a few hours here and there. It's actually something that should just literally capture our mind and intelligence. It should be actually more attractive than our distractions are stealing our mind away. We have to... And Prabhupada was talking about it, I think it's 4th canto, chapter 24 in the Bhagavatam. One should mold his life in such a way, 24 hours a day, that you cannot forget Krishna. The father of Vyasadeva, Parasara Muni, is glorified as senior because he never forgot Lord Keshava for a half of a moment. Therefore, he was glorified amongst the sages as the most senior person. So that's the idea. The more we chant Hare Krishna, the more we associate with devotees, the more we serve the deities come in your heart. And it's not that the deities are just only on the altar, although they are. The deities are in your heart, and you should walk out of the building and take them with you by remembering them. And they'll come and be with you and stay with you all the time just by thinking about them, chanting their name, and they come running on their names as if you call them to come. This is in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 6, verse 33. Narada Muni says, having attained a body which is suitable to serve him, then I chant his glories, and he comes running on those names as if I called him to come. So that's basically it. The names of the Lord is non-different. The glories of the Lord are non-different. The more we do that, then our lights become successful beyond our dreams. All right, we'll stop here now, and we're going to open for some questions. And I was saying it in the morning, that if you have a question, you have a relationship. And if you do not have a question, where is your relationship? The word manishana, intelligence, comes from the word manu. So if you don't have an intelligent question, ask yourself, am I a human being? So basically that's it. The more questions, the merrier. Whether it is your superiors, whether it is your friends, peers, or your subordinates, you just simply package it differently for different people. And this way, you make your life successful. Plus, another thing about it, I understood, as I did it, do it around the world, is that you never know what people are going to ask, and you never know what Lord Krishna is going to tell you to tell them. And so that's very interesting. Another aspect of it is our philosophy is abhyasanam, practical, concrete application in your life. So if somebody gets the question answered that they want, you have a strong thought to think that the application may follow a lot easier. So we would like to open it to anybody who wants a question to ask. They can ask any anyway, and we can try to serve that. Okay? We got some time. Yes, Mother? Is there a friend? Yeah, here's a mic. Go ahead, keep going. Give the mic.
Hare Krishna. I had a question about Tulsi, because you said at first that anybody can wear Tulsi beads, and then you were talking about the Tulsi plant, how you have to protect her with a fence from different people and animals and whatnot. So I was just wondering how to reconcile the two ideas, that anybody can wear Tulsi, yet you have to protect her from certain people.
What's the question?
Just how to reconcile those two ideas, that anybody, even a meat eater or someone...
It's stated in Vishnu Dharmottara and in Skanda Purana that anybody can wear Tulsi beads. Like that. Specifically, the shloka that really comes to mind is Vishnu Dharmottara, where it says that the Lord says himself that if anybody wears Tulsi neck beads, even if they're not clean or if they're condemnable, they'll eventually achieve my shelter. Don't doubt it. Okay, let's doubt it. You know, let's say, let's wait till our grandfather, grandmother, meat eater, drunkard, it lasts 8 days before they croak in the hospital, okay? But the problem with that logic is, what happens if they have a massive heart attack? And you're in your office somewhere or something like that. You're in your job somewhere. And you kick yourself in the teeth. Therefore, give it to them yesterday. When somebody was talking about planting a tree, what's a good time to plant a tree? They said, last year. So, if you want something done good, do it yesterday. You know? That's the idea. I have a Sanskrit to prove it. I've got two shlokas, at least, that you can give. And it basically, when you look at it, even in this Padma Purana, Purushottamadi Maskanda, basically it's the same thing for Amla, it's the same thing for doing it. If something is auspicious, if it's good for you, you should have done it yesterday. Don't hesitate at all. I have the Sanskrit to prove it. I pass it out to people, I can give it to them, it's not a big deal. I mentioned it in the purports of Tulsi Upanishad, Shloka 14. I mentioned it there about it. It's pretty good. Orkya, anything else? Yeah, I got more and more and more and more. Yeah. They say, some people say you can't chew Tulsi leaves. Where's the Sanskrit to prove it? I have four shlokas you can. So basically, I'm interested in getting four shlokas where you can't. Yeah, Tulsi anything. Tulsi anything. You can eat Tulsi anything. Tulsi leaves, chew it, anything. I have four Sanskrit shlokas to prove that. You can do it. Some people are saying that you shouldn't, and I keep hearing it. So then, all right, where's the Sanskrit to prove it? If it does exist, then the next thing is it's going to be like a nyaya. All right, maybe under certain circumstances. What circumstances would it be that it may not be applicable? So far, I haven't gotten it. I've got four Sanskrit shlokas that you can, and I've got no Sanskrit shlokas that you can't. So basically, I'm you know, not worried. In Sanskrit, it's put up or shut up, you know. Either put up the evidence or be quiet, you know. If you have Sanskrit, one person's guru is another person's sadhu, is another person's ordinary man. So, going beyond institutions, boundaries. If you have Sanskrit, you have evidence. And if you don't have Sanskrit, you have mental speculation. Krishna says it in Gita 16:24, our discrimination should be honed by Sanskrit. Knowing that, you deserve to act like that. He says it crystal clear. Everything that's stated in Bhagavatam and in Puranas, in Gita, is really right on. It's very well thought out, very well spoken, very well done. That's what Sanskrit means. What is written properly. It's good stuff. Orkya, anything else from anywhere? Any other question from anybody? Yes, yes, mother. No. Ask him, if anybody tells you that, ask him, where's the Sanskrit? I have four Sanskrit shlokas that you can chew Tulsi leaves. That she purifies one and gives knowledge and helps anybody that chew her leaves. So many people, I was told this, I was told that. Big deal. We want pramanam. If you're asking me to dedicate something, dedicate some action, do something, you better have some good reason why. And better than just simply tradition. One person's guru is another person's sadhu, is another person's ordinary man. So, some people say this. They say this and that, the other thing. Where's the Sanskrit to prove it? If you've got Sanskrit, then you've got evidence. Otherwise, you just have manasojati, mental speculation. Who cares for that? You know, it doesn't do anything. Krishna says Sanskrit. That's what you want to discriminate. And if you get Sanskrit, you have discrimination. You have the basis for logic. Logic means that which follows the Sanskrit. Understanding will follow the Sanskrit. When you have the Sanskrit, then you can ask, what's the logic behind it? Sometimes, what's interesting is that some of the Sanskrit that they give, in Hari Bhakti Vilas and other places, it's like 450 years ago, the logic was self-evident. Now it's not. So sometimes you have to really think about it, and you have to figure it out. Some of the shlokas the acharyas have written really begs a commentary, you know. Some of it you can't figure it out. Like one shloka, one pujari in London asked me, it's Hari Bhakti Vilas, chapter 7, verse 278, where it says there, that Vrinda Devi's anger is in the mode of ignorance and her pleasure is in the mode of goodness. In this way, we have two kinds of Tulsi, the Shama and the Ram Tulsi. Although the Shama Tulsi is dear to Krishna, the Rama Tulsi is more dear. He asked me, how are we supposed to understand the shloka? And I said, we're going to have to chew this for a long time. We're going to have to see different pramanams from different places in the scriptures to understand more deeply this statement. Now, logically, every lady gets on her husband's case. I was telling people, look, if you're going to harass your husband, at least they should cook good, you know. In the old days, 35 years ago, we used to really cook with our life, you know. It wasn't like that. I took Sunday feast in Tuaco, and my Gujarati friend says, "So what do you think?" And I said, "Well, if I wanted to be liberal, I would say the cook needs to be re-educated. If I wanted to be literal, I'd say he should be taken out, put against the wall, and shot." You know, because anybody can cook like that, you know. It was really, you know, it was like pathetic. Lousy cooking, you know, like that. So that's not what's going to do to bring people here. To bring people here, we want to offer Krishna something. It's not the item. It's the love behind the item. Love is the major thing. And when you don't have time, or you don't have the physical item, or you don't have the proper cleanliness, then you can do it mentally. So I remember I was with Prabhupada's godbrother in 1985. He left his body March 3rd of 2009 at the age of 93. So I was with him and I said, "What happens if it's more than 24 hours from your puja, from your deity worship? What do? You know, you travel in Indian trains. It's, you know, 24 hours is like normal, you know, for an Indian train. You know? Like, you know, 24 hours in a train is like normal." So he said, "Manasa." So our Guru Dev never taught us that in ISKCON, how to do manasa seva. So I go, "Well, Krishna like it as good as the external?" Prabhupada's godbrother was a firecracker. "Why not? Provided the love is there." Oh, really? The love is the main thing. And sometimes when you are desperate, you'll find, when you did it, you'll find it, the reciprocation even sweeter than the external. When you were in a very compromised situation, there was no way to bathe, no way to be clean, you did it all mentally, then you had the most wonderful reciprocation and feeling, more than when you did it externally. So, what does that mean? It means we should do both. We should do it mentally, like a Bhuta Shruti, before we do the external. Because the proper mentality is what really Krishna takes, not the item. Any other question?
Is it all right to for persons to take tulsi without first offering it, like leaves or things like that?
What?
Is it all right to take tulsi without first offering it to Krishna?
No. It states in Hari Bhakti Vilas 7.263 that even if you offer it to some other personality, like a demigod or something like that, you'll get the reaction of killing a brahmana, killing a cow, or enjoying your own spiritual master's bed. It's stated there. And it mentions that you should never use tulsi that is not offered. So when it's offered, it has greater potency. It has greater potency for destroying sins, for destroying diseases, for like that. So that's the idea. One should always offer it before you use it. Not only that, but it's the mudwas. I was in this Tulsi Mahatmyam, it mentioned about who keeps it on its head or it's in his ear, becomes purified. So the mudwas, they keep a tulsi leaf prasadam in the crux of their ear. And one mudva, you know, some animal was dying or something, picked a tulsi leaf out of his ear, popped it in the mouth of the dying animal. You never know when you're going to need it, you know. The tulsi leaf was to purify his ears of anything that would go into the ears would cross the tulsi leaf. Same thing why they used to keep tulsi in a kumbha outside the house. So the air wafting across the Tulsi would purify the house. Sound vibrations crossing Tulsi would purify the house. When people would see Tulsi would have less tendency to argue with the inhabitants of the house. There's so many things like that, you know. I'm getting more and more and more Sanskrit about her. What I got is probably just the tip of the iceberg. In the next four years, I'll probably get a flood. But it will probably just expand what I got now. That's the idea. Or can I, anything else? We want to thank everybody that's come. Continue to come and continue to chant Hare Krishna, continue to see the deities, continue to serve them with body, mind, and words. And the deities will steal your heart and take you back to their abode. That's what Krishna does, you know? And he wants us to go back to Godhead faster than we want to go. That's actually the amazing thing, you know? Chant more, read more, you know? They want us to do it. But they wouldn't say that in the heart unless it's possible. So that's what I'm starting to think now. He's very attractive. He's saying it. It must be possible. Otherwise, how could he say it, you know? So that's actually really interesting. You know, and sometimes we don't have to be retired, you know, to want to give up the material world. We have to be determined. That's all. And whether you're a young person or old person, when it's time, it's time. That's all. And we should try like that. And when we actually do like that, Krishna reciprocates amazingly. One devotee, disciple of Radha Govinda Maharaj, was just telling me that Radha Govinda Maharaj was challenging his disciples, just take one day. Just shut the whole world off. Just take one day, shut the whole world off, and it will be all right. Nothing will be wrong in your life. Just shut the whole world off. Try it for one day. You know, he was challenging. Just shut the whole world off and be Krishna conscious. Don't worry about it. Now, some people, when the kids are grown up, you know, I was talking to one devotee from South of Chicago. He just got his daughter married. Get out of here, man. You're out of jail. Get out of here, man. What are you doing in South Chicago? Get out of here. Go to the dam. You know, you're finished, you know. You should set that example to your children and grandchildren. I was asking one god sister who's a book distributor in Vrindavan. She has two daughters that she's proud of. So I asked both of them, is mother going to come and visit you? Nope. All the kids know. You want to see mother? You got to go to Vrindavan. You're not going to see mother without going to Vrindavan. Mother's not going to leave Vrindavan. You've got to leave and go to Vrindavan. So it's a good idea, you know, like that. It's a good idea. When the legalized burglars are big and grown up and married off, then you're out of jail. You know, you can go to the Dhamma and set that example, which you need to set for the younger generation. That now it's time to go to Vimuksha. Mumukshabi. It's time to become liberated. It's time to prove that. You got 20, 30 years left of life. It's time to prove it. Now, to go back to Godhead. That's the idea. When's a good time? As soon as you're determined. That's the time. Whether you're young or old, as soon as you're determined, that's the time. Anything else from anywhere else? God, look, we got like at least 150 people here? Must be. You know? Yeah, Shasti. Hey, who's going to do? He's going to do. He's going to do. Boop, boop, boop. The thing on the bottom. On the bottom. Go.
Hmm? Hari Hari.
Yeah. Well.
So, Lord Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Manmana.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions there were two kinds of persons, mentally and physically, Dambasis. So if you can't go, well, then go in the mind, you know, like that. And by going in the mind, it'll increase your desire to go. So we're actually going by hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord. By hearing and chanting about Gauranga's pastimes, you go to Navadvip without buying a plane ticket. And if you hear and chant about Krishna's pastimes, you go to Vrindavan without buying a plane ticket. But naturally, the more you hear and chant, then you feel good about going, you know, so eventually it'll draw you in.
So does the holy name's presence in your home create Vrindavan? Do you physically have to go Vrindavan, or by chanting the holy name,
yeah,
do you create
you chant
Vrindavan?
The holy name, but the thing about it is that there's different qualities of chanting. There's casual chanting. Now, what was very interesting is from 11th canto, chapter 2, verse 55, the last verse glorifying the Paramahansa, it says, Vishnu jara hridaya nayasya sakshat dar avisabhitopi aghoganasha. He said, pranaya rasanaya dratagni padamasa bhavati bhagavati pradana ukta. He says, if somebody chants Hare Krishna neglectfully, casually, Krishna is still inclined to destroy innumerable sinful reactions in the heart of the chanter. What to speak then of a person who chants with genuine love? Krishna will not leave the heart of the sincere chanter. One who has purchased the Supreme Personality of God, it is called Bhagavata Pradana. So, you know, blind uncle is better than none. At the same time, you know, there is different qualities of chanting. They're chanting with dependency. Now, how do we get to that stage? Probably begging. Just like sometimes we want to learn, like, how am I going to chant a lag? You know, how am I going to do that? You know, when you haven't done it before. Then, if you go in front of Tulsi Rani, she'll say, come to me. Come to me. I'll help you chant a lag. Come to me. You know what? So that's basically what it is. And when you actually, when you come to her and sit underneath your shade, everything changes. It's literally a game-changing experience. I've got different things that change games. Basically, from Garuda Purana, there are basically eight items. There are basically eight items. Ekadasi Vrata is one. Tulsi Seva is another. Serving devotees is another. Keeping cows is another. There are different ones. Ganga, holy rivers, like that. These are game changers. There's about eight of them. And the more one does it, one's conscience becomes purified by that. And they'll bring you to Krishna. That's the idea. It pushes you forward. Sometimes, in spite of our entanglements, like that. Yeah, blind uncle is better than no uncle at all. Any chanting is good, but there is a definite quality of chanting, you know. The quality of the previous acharyas were chanting. Like, for example, in Antya 3, 137, 1 to 141, Haridas Thakur's disciple, Krishna Dasi, who was in Benapol, the other side of the river is Haridaspur in India. Haridas Thakur was encouraging her, and she stayed and followed her spiritual master and chanted 3 lakhs a day. 3 lakhs means 1 lakh is tough, 2 is astonishing, 3 is, you know, amazing. It's like 3 lakhs means give up your sleep. She did that. You can't imitate that, but she did it. It means that was her priority. And in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it mentions that Tulsi Sevan Kori, she served Tulsi Rani, Charvaka, she chewed whatever she got as alms, Upavas, or if it didn't, wasn't there, she fasted, Indriya Damono Hoilo Premara Prakash. You know, she fasted, it wasn't so important, her chanting was the main thing. When her senses came under control, sometimes the love of God had manifested. I understood that. I go, wow. When I saw that shloka, I thought, my God, that's what we're here for. But she's in a whole different league.
Sure. Thakur Bhakti Vinod, when he's chanting his Nam Hata song, he says, Krishna Samsara Kari Chari Anicha. Jiva Doya Krishna Nam Sarva Dhammasar. So he's saying by developing Jiva Doya, compassion for the living entities, that's the essence of all activities. So by concentrating on our personal bhajan, is that more superior than what Thakur Bhakti Vinod is saying in regards to engaging in Jiva Doya?
No. It's interesting. At certain times, we'll do our bhajan for purification, but the result of purification should be some para upakara. It depends on our station of life. Just like when Prabhupada gave Odalomi Das, Babaji Vaishya, he says, you go to Vrindavan, you set up a kuti, and you stay there, and you preach to people if they come to you, you know. The whole idea is, if your mind and senses are controlled, your reputation follows you like your shadow. If your mind and senses are not controlled, your reputation follows you like your shadow. So the idea of it is that you do bhajan. And by doing bhajan, then people would come to you, and you preach to them. So that's the idea. And if nobody preaches to them, if nobody's there, then you do bhajan. That was the idea. And that was the same thing about Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Mahasai. His nirjan bhajan as a bhajan anandi, he was happy doing bhajan, but that bhajan was preaching in the sense it was purifying the purifying the worlds. So, you know, we should not imitate. Anuskarana means to imitate, and anusarana means to follow in their footsteps. So we do bhajan for purification, but the result is for para upakara. And Bhaktivinoda was saying that. Para upakara nija sukha pasaribe. Do good to other people, don't worry about your own happiness, because your own happiness will come by that. So it's like that. But there comes a time when every human being has to stop. Like the joke says, stop the world, I want to get off. You know, there happens to be a time when it's time to stop. And that's an example we need to set for the younger generation. How to give up this world and forget everything and absorb in bhajan. There is people that have to do that. You don't have to wait until you're extremely elderly to do that. When you're determined, it becomes important. But there is an example of people, when you try to do that prematurely, then you fall on your face. So it is important not to do something prematurely, not to imitate those devotees. Following their footsteps is increasing your bhajan. If you can't, then stay busy. That's why Prabhupada gave us so much service to do, because actually our business is to chant day and night. They cannot do that. Therefore, we have to engage in so much practical service, you know, to serve Krishna like that. So both have to be there. Now, how do you get that taste? Probably from those that got it. So, you know, when you're actually trying to increase, you should associate with those that are better at managing their time and absorbing themselves serving Krishna than you. Then we'll become good. That's described in 7th Canto, chapter 15, verse 23. Dambad Mahadupasaya. You have some arrogance? Serve a great soul. Bhagavad Narada Muni says, then you'll understand how to do it. All right. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Where's that container of the kiwis?
I got it in the car, but I'll bring it back.
I need that. Did you scan these?
Yeah, I scanned them. I'll email it to you.
Yeah, I need
it. I wasn't sure.
Madhuram madhuram vadanam madhuram nayanam madhuram hasitam madhuram nayanam madhuram hasitam madhuram gamanam madhuram madanam madhuram Hrudayam madhuram, gamanam madhuram, madhuradhipate hasitam madhuram. Vachanam madhuram, charitam madhuram, vasanam madhuram, valitam madhuram. Chalitam madhuram, bhramitam madhuram, madhuradhipate akhilam madhuram. Venur madhura, renur madhura, pani madhura, pada madhura. Madhuram madhuradhipate akhilam madhuram Gitam madhuram pitam madhuram bhuktam madhuram suptam madhuram Rupam madhuram tilakam madhuram madhuradhipate akhilam madhuram karanam madhuram taranam madhuram haranam madhuram ramanam madhuram bhamitam madhuram samitam madhuram madhuradhipate akhilam madhuram gunja madhura mala madhura yamuna madhura bhisi madhura Gunza Madhura, Mala Madhura, Yamuna Madhura, Bisi Madhura, Salilam Madhuram, Kamalam Madhuram, Madhura Adhipate, Akhilam Madhuram. Gopi Madhura, Leela Madhura, Yuktam Madhuram, Bhuktam Madhuram, Srishtam Madhuram, Sistam Madhuram, Madhura Adhipate, Akhilam Madhuram. Gopa Madhura, Gao Madhura, Yasti Madhura, Srusti Madhura, Dalitam Madhuram, Halitam Madhuram, Madhura Adhipate, Akhilam Madhuram. Gao Madhura, Gopi Madhura, Madhura Adhipate, Akhilam Madhuram, Adharam Madhuram, Vadanam Madhuram, Nayanam Madhuram, Hasitam Madhuram, Hridayam Madhuram, Gamanam Madhuram, Madhura Adhipate, Akhilam Madhuram, Adharam Madhuram.
Very good, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. So nice.
Thank you,
Mataji. Yeah, after a long time I heard you, I really enjoyed it so much.
Thank you.
Sing one more. Then I will go and take
present.
Yeah.
See one more
night.
Krishna jinka naam hai, Gokul jinka dham hai, aise Sri Bhagavan ko, aise Sri Bhagavan ko, barambar pranam hai, barambar pranam hai. Krishna jinka naam hai, Gokul jinka dham hai, aise Sri Bhagavan ko, aise Sri Bhagavan ko, barambar pranam hai, barambar barambar pranam hai,
कहते हैं राधा कृष्ण
बजते कोई रंगण सुंदर लाला सची दुलारा सुंदर लाला सची दुलारा नाचत श्री हरि कीर्तन में नाचत श्री हरि वृंदावन में नाचत श्री हरि कीर्तन में सुंदर लाला सची दुलारा सुंदर लाला सची दुलारा हरे कृष्णा हरे Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna, please attention everyone. If anyone has a red Toyota Corolla in the back of the temple, it's blocking one of our guests. If you could kindly move it, we'd really, really appreciate that. Hare Bol. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namam Vishnu Padaya Bravo. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Jasi Bolo Namam Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Tene Gauravani Pracharine Nirvashesha Sanavati Pastachadesha Tarine Namaste Gauravani Pracharine Sanyavati Pachachadesha Tarine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvashesha Sanyavati Pachachadesha Tarine Pacharine Paschata Desha Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vinda Jaya Shri Krishna Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vinda Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Shri Prabhu Nityananda Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Jai Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jai Shri Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Bala Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Bolo Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Abba Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Bolo Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Shri Shri Kishore Kishore Ki. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Thank you. प्रचारिणे निर्वशेष शून्यवाती पाश्चात्येश तारिणे नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्वशेष शून्यवाते पाश्चात्येश तारिणे जय जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव सरि गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव सरि गौर भक्त जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव सरि गौर भक्त वृंद जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव सरि जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव सरि गौर Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Nitai Gaurango, Nitai Gaurango, Nitai Gaurango, Gaurango Hare, Nitai Gaurango, Nitai rango, Nitai Gaurango, Nitai Gaurango, Gaura Hari, Nitai Gaurango. Radhe Govinda, Radhe Govinda, Radhe Govinda, Radhe, Radhe Govinda. Radhe 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 Govinda Radhe Govinda Radhe Radhe Govinda Nitai Gaurango Nitai Gaurango Nitai Gaurango Gaura Hare Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Jai Baladev, Jai Subhadra, Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Jai Baladev, Jai Subhadra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Riba, Riba. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare 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 Jai Kisho Kishori, Kisho Kishori, Kisho Kishori, Jai Kisho Kishori. Jai Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Prabhupada, 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 Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai, Radhe Radhe Govinda 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 Radhe 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 Govinda Radhe Radhe, 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 Govinda, Radhe, 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 Govinda, Radhe, Radhe, Govinda, Radhe, 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 Govinda, Radhe, Radhe, Hare Rani. Radhe Radhe Govinda Radhe, Radhe Radhe Govinda Radhe. Premsa Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Bhunityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vindaki Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govatan Ki Ganga Devi Jamuna Devi Bhakti Devi Tulsi Maharani Ki Vrindavan Mathura Dham Ki Nabadip Mayapur Dham Ki Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Samaveda Bhakta Vindaki Jai Nithai Gaur Bhimanande. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gaur. Namaste Nara Singhaya. Tulada Nara Dayane. Tulada Nara Dayane. Hiranyakasipu Silatanga Nakalaye Silatanga Ito Nrisingha Harato Nrisingha Jato jata yamita tono shingo Jato yata yamita Bahir no shingo Hidaye no shingo Bahir no shingo
hridaye nrsinga. Nrsinga madim sharanam prapade. Nrsinga madim sharanam prapade. Kavakara kambalavadenuka Aduta Shinga Dalita Hiranakasi Putanu Bringa Keshavadreta Nadahani Rupa Jai Jagati Sahade Jai Jagati Sahade Jai Jagati Sahade Kavakara Kambalavadenuka Adbhuta Shinga Dalita Hiranyakasipu Tanu Bringa Keshavadeta Narahari Rupa Jai Jagati Sahare Jai Jagati Sahare Jai Jagati Sahare Tavakana Kambalavadenuka Adbhuta Shinga Dalita Hiranyakasipu Tanu Bringa Keshavadeta Narahari Rupa Jaya Jagati Sahare Jai Jagati Sahare Jai Jagati Sahare Kavakara Kamalavadenuka Madhuta Shinga Dalita Hiranyakasipu Tanu Bringa Keshavadeta Narahari Rupa Jai Jagati Sahare Jai Jagati Sahare Jai Jagati Sahare Keshavadeta Narahari Rupa Jai Jagati Sahare Jai Jagati Sahare Jai Jagati Sahare Keshavadeta Narahari Rupa Jai Jagati Sahare Jai Jagati Sahare Jai Jagati Sahare Jai Narsinga Dev Narsinga Dev Narsinga Dev Jai Narsinga Dev Jai Narsinga Dev Narsinga Dev Narsinga Dev Jaya Jaya Narsinga Dev Narsinga Dev Narsinga Dev Jaya Narsinga Dev Narsinga Dev Jaya Prahlad Maharaj Prahlad Maharaj, Jaya Prahlad Maharaj.
Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Prabhupada Jaya, Prabhupada. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Shri Shri Kishori Ki.